Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roost. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Yeah, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us. But we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Ruka, all right. I'll get you one before the day is out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now!
Can it, you nit?
Be careful, Veruca. Whatever. Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
Absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point. Oh wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen... Next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know. Get out of the kitchen. And we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators. People that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition. Which is defined as 2 or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Hello.
Yo, it's Wednesday, January 24th, 2018.
How y'all feel out there? You ready for some action? I can hear you. Introducing
the Satirically Challenged Show.
Here we go, here we go.
Good evening. And now we take you to Mexico for a call between 45 and the Mexican government about the border wall. See, we have a theory about this, and this is how it starts. Minister's office. How can I help you?
Hey! Yeah, it's me, Donald Trump. So, I just
Mr.
called...
Mr. Trump.
What?
Mr. Trump.
What?
Didn't we say that we were kindly not going to pay for the wall?
I told you, Mexicans. You must build that wall. You must pay for that wall.
We will not build any wall. And besides, we got an invoice for several million dollars from a contractor. You know? And we will not pay for this wall. It will not be paid in pesos. It will not be paid in tacos, which you love to eat. It will not be paid at all.
Enrique, listen to me. Congress, Schumer, he took away the money for the DACA. which leaves us with nothing, so you must help pay for that wall. I order you to, because Trump is
Whoa.
King.
Back the truck. Back the tamales up, okay? Okay? All right. So, Lito Schumer took your funding. Didn't you know that this was going to happen? Didn't you know that this was going to happen?
He's a Democrat. Democrats,
I could care
it.
Less with his independent, a jughead, a Republican like yourself, or a guy chewing tamales on the street. I don't care.
Now, see, we Republicans, we are geniuses. And I am the lead genius. Schumer, he doesn't know what he's doing. That's why he took away
Schumer is a Democrat, and he is the silent majority leader. I would suspect that he knows exactly what he is doing to you.
No, he doesn't.
Absolutely, he does. If Macron
like
can get on your ass,
wrong.
And I can get on your ass, and Marco can get on your ass, and we can all be living at Davos, and we can have a swell time, and the Indian Prime Minister can get on your ass later in the show, then there is no way, no goddamn way, no way in pesos, clam, De Niro's, Robert De Niro's, Danny DeVito's, that we are going to pay for your wall. No wall, more Mexicans, no wall. Guatemalans, absolutely. Pesos, definitely not. American dollars? I think so. Elizabeth Warren might be very proud.
I was right about you Mexicans.
No. If you think that Mexico is going to pay for, you have another thing coming. We have millions and millions of pesos in other interests alone. Namely, in the Rose Bowl, which happens every January, in which we contribute so many things.
Enrique, you're forgetting
who's boss. Don't Enrique me. You can talk to my assistant like that, but you cannot talk to me like that.
And why not? Because I am.
Because you are not the boss. You are not a stable genius. You're as unstable as Seabiscuit winning a race. Besides, what is funny about this, and haha, is that if we ever paid for your border wall, you would have to actually accept all the DACA recipients that you're so wanting to flee from.
We got people in this country. We got undocumented immigrants. And I'm going to get them out.
Okay. And
you are going to have to do something about that.
No, I'm demanding
that you pay for this wall.
We will
you
not.
Pay.
Okay.
You must pay.
Do we want to get Zimbabwe on the phone to shut you up? Because I believe he shut you up in an SNL skit last time.
He didn't shut me up.
He shut you up. And now every turn has a whack at Donald Trump because Donald Trump is a fucking idiot.
Trump is a genius.
Trump is not a genius, you self-aggrandizing bastard. What?
I refer to myself in the third person.
No, you refer to yourself in the third person. Okay. You are not king. Let me get this straight to you, Mr. Trump. You are not king. You are not president. You are not anything. If anything, you're just a schlub with a lot of money who gained influence from Russia. Don't think I don't know.
Ha! Fake news. fake news spreading around like wildfire.
And also, oh,
all
yeah,
over
that's,
again.
That's no, okay.
That's
Do
CNN.
You have anything else? Okay.
That freaking CNN network. Always
the freaking
those fake
CNN,
news stories about
okay.
me.
Yeah, the freaking Fox News, the freaking this, the freaking HuffPost.
I watch Fox News, okay? Okay,
of course
so
you watch Fox News. So is every Republican in the fucking Senate.
Fox News is
now,
always right. CNN
Fox
is
News
dead
is
wrong.
Never always right. The such imbeciles. I mean, it's three imbeciles on a couch, you know? Three imbeciles. We have morning TV over here, too. We also have the best soap operas. Now, can you say that?
We got the best soap operas, the best food, the best people.
Okay, you are a soap opera. You are so much a soap opera.
I am not a soap opera.
Oh,
in fact,
please.
I am a real opera. I'm a business opera.
You're a business opera? Last time I checked, business and opera actually mix. One sings higher than the other, while the other drops balls.
Again.
Look at your son, Jared. Look at your son, Jared. You actually think that he is going to basically rule the Middle East and make peace with the Palestinians. That's a laugh.
I know so. My
How
son
do you
Jared,
even know?
A,
Look.
He is a smart and reliable young man. Okay.
He's 34
he
years old
smart.
And runs a health company called Oscar.
What does that have to prove? He's a genius. He's married
he
to my beautiful...
Made, okay. All right. All
he's
right,
a smart
all
guy.
Right. All right. Anita, can you please get this idiot off the phone? Yes, I can. Thank you. Okay, right. I have a lot to do. I have a lot to do with Colin Merkel and trying to get to Davros in time not to hear you.
Oh, please. You're,
and I know that I'm not... Okay, I know that I'm not going to hear you. Okay, I know that I'm not going to hear you. Because honestly,
you're
you are
English
one state. Racist son of a bitch. Okay?
I am the most least racist person you'll ever speak to on this phone. In fact,
says
I love
you.
Mexicans.
Says
I love
you,
well.
Who once wanted to be a Democrat. Okay? Ciao. Mañana.
Fake news. Fake news.
Mañana.
You're English.
Mañana. See you, man. I will not see you, mañana.
Piñata.
No.
You mean piñata. I love Mexicans. Talk about rules.
Okay. I'm going to count to three, and then you are going to get off my phone because you are an annoying piece of little shit.
Fake news,
we
fake
will
news,
not
fake
pay
news,
for a
fake
while.
News, fake 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 news.
Okay.
I said it. Fake
okay.
news.
All right. All right.
You
All right.
are
You're...
fake. You are a fake
I...
country. You must be stopped. Undocumented immigrants must go back to Mexico. And you will pay for the wall.
Okay. All right. I believe I had a phone call from Merkel and Macron yesterday. If I have to be the third person on the wheel, that's fine. But honestly, if I have to be the third person to do this? Okay, that's it. Merkel is going to come on. Hold the phone.
Merkel
hold.
Loves me.
God.
Loves me.
Hold on.
And you?
Hold on for a second. Hold on. I need to call her. Hold on.
Marco's office, how can we help you?
Angela, it's Donald Trump from America. You're speaking to the king right now.
Okay. Did you tell him what? Tell him about our phone call yesterday. I don't remember calling you. We had a phone call yesterday. It was me, Macron, and you. Macron's on the line? Hello? This is the French government. How may we help you?
Donald Trump on the phone.
Oh, shit. Michael, didn't you? Okay, I need to go. I have a call with the Prime Minister of England. Hold on a second.
Prime Minister's office, how may we help you?
Hi, it's Donald. It's Trump.
Okay, Merkel, didn't you tell him?
The president.
Okay, Merkel, didn't you tell him that we want no part of this? We banned him from the UK last week, a couple of months ago. Actually, before he was president. Look, if I or the mayor of London have to get on this call, I know. Macron, I know, Prime Minister, I know. Okay, who's speaking right now? You are. So, if you think for 1 second we are going to pay the wall, okay, right, Mexico, right, okay, what you're going to do is not pay for the wall. Merkel?
Yes?
Merkel, look, I don't know why you're on this call.
Okay, bye.
All right. So, basically, Trump, are you still there?
It's me, Trump.
Okay, he's still there.
AKA, not the fake news president.
Okay, little shit is still there. All right. So,
I love to talk about me. Me.
Okay, you upshite fucking git.
No.
Alright, you upshite fucking git. If you think, for 1 second, I'm gonna take any of your crap, or have the East London gangs at the White House so fast, it will cause a mutiny. Now, if
London
you
loves me.
For that,
London loves me. I'm the best.
London thinks you're a piece of shit and should just get out of the way of your Scottish ancestry, but that's just us.
I just like how you're boasting about me. How you're boasting. And how you're begging me to come to the UK for a visit. I would love to come.
Okay. We,
and talk about myself. Me.
Okay.
Run.
That is what Oxford lectures are for. If you want to go up to Oxford, they'd be glad to have you. They'd also be glad to make fun of you. The Footlights would be glad to make fun of you. They will do a fantastic job at making fun of you.
They don't make fun of me. They laugh at me.
That's right.
For fun.
They would laugh at you, not with you. I have shit to do.
There you go. Just hear me talk more about myself, about how I became.
And we are not paying for that wall.
Yes, you are. You're paying.
No, we are not.
You are paying.
Enrique, I'm so glad to see you. Listen. You do not have to pay for the wall at all. Damn right we don't. Look, if you think that we're
this
going...
This week, get our act together, it's your responsibility to help America be great again.
No. It is not our responsibility to do or say anything to you.
It is your responsibility when I sit back on the couch all day and do nothing but just eat and watch
exactly.
TV all day.
You sit
blame
back
the finger
on the couch. Okay, look, you sit back on the couch eating KFC. That's right. You eat KFC. And by the way, American KFCs are shit compared to ours. I should know.
Wrong.
Right.
American KFC is the best. Believe me, folks. Believe me.
Okay, right. So, explain to us why every state in the union is turning blue instead of red.
Because they're delusional. They're delusional. They don't know that I'm a genius and that the Republicans...
You're as popular as Seabiscuit was in the 1940s. Now shut the fuck up.
Republicans are the best.
No.
Republicans
Tories. Tories, mate. Tories.
No.
Tories. Seriously. That's what we call them here. Tories. We call them fucking Tories. Tories. That's fucking right.
We've managed Tories. To take our country back. From the hands
we're not going to play this game.
That Muslim who called himself president.
Okay.
We
all
have
right.
made America.
All right.
Me.
Mr. Sawdorf, Mr. Trumphead, Mr. Whatever, Mr. Orange Grapefruit, Mr. I don't give a shit because I don't have not seen a carrot in a mile's worth of fields. We don't care.
You do care.
No, we don't care.
You love me.
We don't love you.
I bet you have a picture of me hanging on your door somewhere.
Oh, you're going to take that line of defense. Okay, right. You're going to take that line of defense. Even though you have a border wall that is not going to be paid for by us at all. No way.
And guess what? That
and
border
you're
wall.
Absolutely right, Enrique.
The border wall is going to be.
The border
paid.
Wall will not be paid by us at
and
all.
And it's going to have my picture on it of me.
Okay. Okay.
I like to
okay. Right. Right. All right. All right.
I like to see me.
Right.
Me. Me.
All
me.
Right. All right.
Me.
All right. Okay. All right. Look. This is how we're going to solve this. I am going to call Senator Schumer, okay? And he's going to rail at your ass since Enrique can't get through to you, Merkel can't get through to you. Anybody
at
Davos right now, Macron cannot get through to you. He's left the building. We're going to get somebody on the other side to talk to you and possibly have a therapy session scheduled for your state dinner. The day you have a state dinner. Okay?
And I want therapy. I want the wall.
You may not want therapy, but damn you, you're going to get therapy.
No.
Yes.
Why? Because Trump
Excuse me?
Doesn't believe in therapy.
Trump
is king.
Oh. So he's a delusional prick. I told you so. Look, he's a delusional prick. I told you so.
I'm not only making America great again, but I'm making your lives great again by hearing me on the phone and believing me.
Okay.
Me. Forget
okay.
about the fake news. Me.
Okay.
All about me. America.
Okay,
America
all right.
First.
That, oh, okay, all right, all right. That's what Napoleon said when he tried to conquer France, and they exiled him.
Me.
Don't you have something out the door? Oh, wait, you don't know history, do you?
I know lots of history.
No, you
I
don't.
Know lots of...
Okay, you're wasting your time. Are you supposed to be...
Words.
Aren't you trying to be supposed
words.
To be... Oh, okay, right. We have to go. We really have to go. I'm so sorry. But we really have to... We have a disabled pride parade that's just happening out the window. We have to go. I have to attend that.
Who needs you? Who needs you?
Oh, that's right.
Me. It's all about me. You guys are going to help me. Well, I just sit back all day and do nothing and boast about myself. Because I'm rich.
I'm disabled.
Loud and rich.
I'm disabled.
It's all about me, me, me.
I bet you that boosted your confidence, didn't you? Didn't it?
It did. It made me feel big about myself.
Oh, I'd be careful, Trump. I really would be careful. The FBI's on the way over, by the way.
But what?
Time's
oh
up.
Oh my!
I'm not scared of the FBI. They can't
you're
do
not scared.
About.
Okay, you're not scared of the fucking FBI. All right. You
I'll
better be
them.
Scared.
I'll talk to Mueller and his team.
Okay.
I'll tell them.
We really
I'll
need to go.
Canary.
Bye. Oh God! What a twat, Dwiz. What a twat.
I can't even take it. My ears are bleeding from the distorted craziness that this guy was spewing out.
Oh man, my God! And then we also heard that. Okay, we also managed to hear on some secret tapes as well, that Ivanka Trump is trying to.
She's trying to fire Chief of Staff
John
Kelly.
She's trying to fire John Kelly when John Kelly has done nothing wrong. And here's how that played out. And this is in our own United States, okay? Okay, look. Basically, we don't need to go into it, but we're just going to tell you, we heard from select sources that she actually wants to be Chief of Staff. Driz, can you... Johnny... Can you believe this?
Daddy?
No. I spoke too soon.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy.
It's crazy. It's
crazy that I'm just hearing Ivanka talk about how she wants
I
to
I
want to
be president of the United States. Okay, if you think that you're the next Hillary Clinton...
She's far from reality if she thinks that's going to happen.
Definitely far from reality.
Far off from reality.
What?
No way.
What do you think
no
of this?
No snowball chance that that will ever happen.
So far from reality is kind of funny. It's adorable, actually. You know.
It's pretty quite hilarious.
But... Also, the fact is that, meanwhile, the Democrats, you know, she wants to fire John Kelly for calling Trump a nut job. And that's kind of funny, because Trump is a nut job.
Too bad she doesn't realize that. She just...
she sees her father as such a great gentleman.
Yeah, Idris. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. But also, the other thing about this, and it really makes my head pound, is that, you know, next month is Disability Month in the States, right? And I'm not going to be there for it.
It's going to be very interesting, I heard.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, they all... Disability Scoop already leaked the film, which is called Thanks for the Change or something like that. And the funny part is that, you know, you guys sponsor the bloody thing that I'm never allowed to go to, but also, it's the one film that you guys will know about before anything happens. Which is good, because it was at Tribeca before, and also, it was at Tribeca last year, so they're not bringing anything new in, but it's a good thing that's going on to the next stage of Real Abilities, and, I mean, I couldn't be happier even though I'm not there.
You gotta come.
Violins instead.
Gotta come. Swim all the way to...
Mate, you know I'll try. You know I'll try. I will try so hard to come if my visa can get accepted. You know, that kind of thing.
Swim over 3,000 miles. Since you're such
3,000 miles away.
A runner.
Exactly. It would be a runner. You've done a runner in.
You're running in your summer. You're athletic.
Yeah, absolutely. But yet...
You're the one that sees all the violence.
Yet, I mean, also, you have all the social justice people, right? And... the Pacific Standard, all right? The Pacific Standard, right? Basically tried to, covered, right? Adapters. Mm-hmm. Now, adapters are an entirely political movement of disabled activists who seize control of narrative having around Trumpka and never really let go, and the GOP vows to return its efforts to Trumpka, right, in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
But ADAPT's presence in Washington, D.C. was no accident. The group's ability to command media attention and use the power of civil disobedience came through years of practice. Right. Mark Thomas, it's worth bringing up Mark Thomas, who is a professional demonstrator over in the UK. My country basically does this not for sport, but because he loves it. Adapters are the same way. Anita Cameron is a legend because she's been performing acts of civil disobedience for almost four decades with over 130 years or 130 arrests. She also pushes disability community to confront issues of race, class, sexuality, and other aspects. You know, and you guys can read the interview at psmag.com or search up Anita Cameron on Google. And it's a very interesting interview because, you know, all of these guys, us included, right, we protest and we satirize because we care, obviously. But also, you know, they said, so... The stage of mock actions to practice, what do those look like? And she responds, it can be anything, usually taking over something, an office, a bathroom, whatever, to stimulate as close as possible to what you do in a real protest. The adrenaline, the chaos, to give people a feel of what to expect. The fact is that people are, the police will sometimes grab folks who are walking, right? Just because you're walking doesn't mean that you're non-disabled, but they'll assume that the walking folks are non-disabled, right? And they assume that if they grab the walking people, the folks in wheelchairs or mobility devices will somehow run away. And she says, that's never happened. No, not in 35 years of ADAPT has that ever happened. Fact is that the more we and she was asked, what's coming up next? What's coming up the pike? Well, the Disability Integration Act, which is the act that will give people with disabilities the right to live in communities with services and supports that they need. The previous bill was Community First Choice, which was written for Medicaid programs, and this will be a written civil rights in the civil rights framework, right? So ADAPT is nonpartisan, you know, and if you are missing out, search up ADAPT, join in the fight. If you're disabled, contact Anita Cameron, contact us. You're welcome to contact us. We have a contact email, contact.amcpress@gmail.com. But honestly, you know, disability is not just for voters and death row inmates. Fact is that the proposed GOP tax plan will punish people with disabilities and Americans, right? And I don't think that Trump's disability czar can be trusted. That's for next Monday. You know, reality is that nobody's going to pay for the wall.
Nobody.
Nope.
No wise politician would pay for a wall.
Definitely not. I mean, fact is that if the other companies, right, the other companies want America to be in their own debt. If Trump said at the beginning of his presidency last year that he's going to run America like a business, he's certainly failing.
Yep, he's not doing a good job.
He's definitely not doing a good job. But
especially with the threat of another shutdown coming.
Nah, I would be surprised. How many shutdowns can you actually have where government workers go, can I go to work? I mean, really.
The administration have a lot of shutdowns, one after the other, just temporary band-aids.
I mean, how
Being
many... How
there.
Many temporary... But let's just get this straight, Drew. How many temporary band-aids do you need before somebody just waxes everything off?
Not too many. Not too many.
It's like the it's like the frickin' Tootsie Roll, isn't it? One,
mm-hmm.
two, three. Oh, sorry,
three.
Tootsie Pop. Wax, you know.
One,
that's a
two,
lot of
three.
Hair to be waxing. Anyway, I mean, honestly, it's it's amazing. But yeah, definitely go see it, what ADAPT is doing. We have friends, at least. Yeah, we have friends over at ADAPT, and we're rooting for them, especially the Washington contingent who's trying to cause havoc and cause good havoc, which is good. Definitely. And the fact is that Driz, you spotted something about Ivanka?
Snap. I see somebody that looks familiar.
Oh.
Red Hood.
What?
Come here.
What? Whoa.
It looks like they're going to have a conversation.
Who?
John Kelly and Ivanka.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, let's... Okay. So...
Look at them.
What are they saying?
Daddy. Daddy. Come, please. Oh.
Come in.
Okay, Daddy. So, I'm just ready to follow your orders that you gave me.
My orders? What do you mean, my orders? What are you talking about?
Your orders to fire John Kelly.
Did I say that?
You did. You did say
that. I said that I was going to fire John Kelly.
Yes.
I said that I was going to fire my chief of staff.
Go ahead and fire him, dear. You deserve it. You deserve that honor and that responsibility in firing John Kelly. Go up to his face and tell him. I told
you. Tell him what? What do you want me to tell him?
John Kelly, you're fired.
Mr. President, if you fire me, then this whole entire White House will become a shambles.
Danny, I want him gone. He's a mean man. And plus, I'm only being told what to do by my dad because he's rich. And he's the best president. And he knows what to do.
Ivanka, I have something to tell you.
I'm beautiful.
I have something to tell you.
What? Oh my God, what do you want to say to me?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I? At least I'm beautiful.
No, you're a teenager. You are such a teenager. I mean, I could totally imitate you. I am so beautiful. I am Rocketop. I am Ivanka. Oh, and by the way, I only work for my daddy because I have no positions. I don't get paid anything. I'm rich.
Daddy, you're what he's saying to me.
Oh, and also, my little brother's disabled. Okay. Should I say something? I should say something.
You heard what he said?
Yes, I did, pumpkin. Yes, I did. I did hear what you said. I did hear what he said. You're not fired, John.
Well, fire the bad man.
But Ivanka, sweetheart, you're going to get your chance in 2020. Don't worry about it. Now get out of my office.
Okay, Daddy, as you say. Stick it to the man, John Kelly.
Mr. President?
Yes?
Do I still have my job?
Yeah. You do.
Now get out of my sight. Anyway, Driz, oh my God, that was awful.
That was crazy.
That was fucking crazy.
Completely mad.
Awful. Just awful. 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 But
I believe she can do whatever she wants and whatever father president tells her what to do.
Fake. My God. Next
fake
week.
Fake is right.
Exactly. Next week, we will be starting. We will be starting to. I think we'll be starting to do Real Willy stuff, and you'll hear the promos for that. We will inform you. I guess they will inform you about the government shutdown, and how things continue to unravel. So we will see you on Monday, and yeah, that's the show. Good night.
Good night. Till Monday.
See you Monday.